to 10. She was taking the photographs of Kenneth Isley down from the big oak frame corkboard in the office. "Leave that headshot," he said. "Memories," she said. "Trophy," he said. She smiled and handed him the pile of discarded pictures. "Shred these," she said, "while I put up the new pictures." He began to feed the discarded photographs through the shredder. "What's our new friend's name?" she said. "Barbara Carey," he said, 42 years old, married, no children. "Her husband's name is Kevin. She's a loan officer in the town branch of Pequot. He's a lawyer in Danvers." "They happy?" "What's happy?" he said. "They go out every Saturday night, usually with friends. They go to brunch a lot of Sundays, the second picture up. They're coming out of the Four Seasons. They don't fight in public. They both drink, but neither one seems to be a drunk." "They own a dog," she says. "No sign," he said. "I think they're too busy being successful young professionals to get tied down by a dog." "That's good," she said. "I still feel worried about Kenny's dog." She glanced at the remaining photograph of Kenneth Isley. "Somebody will find the dog and adopt him," he said. "I hope so," she said. "Dogs are nice." He fed the last photograph into the shredder. "Kevin usually leaves the house first in the morning," he said. "She leaves about a half hour later at 8:30. That means she's home alone for half an hour every weekday morning." "Yes, but it's a neighborhood where everyone is home, looking out the window," he said. "So where will we be able to do it?" "She does the food shopping," he said. "At the Paradise Mall," she said. She pinned the last of the pictures onto the corkboard with a small red map tack. Then she stepped back beside him, and the two of them looked at 35 photographs of Barbara Carey's going about the business of her public life. "Big parking lot," he said, "at the Paradise Mall."